Rob Goldstein. Tupac Hora. Eric Gimbel, 17.
Okay. They also said about the person, Al Adam, Asher Nimtza Ba'Torah, that is learning Torah. So, Ra'ui Lachik Et Atzmo Min HaTa'ava Gashmi. He should take things away from material desire. So here, I want to say by general, yes, there is difference. There is sometimes on Christianity or other religions such thing that the person is becoming mistaget, tigufim. What means tigufim? It's like I want to eat, I want to drink, I will fast. That's not the ideal by Judaism. It said also about the nazir that even that he was blocking himself just from wine. That's why he has to afterwards to bring korban chatas. Yes. So, but what the Maharal means by blocking himself from material is he's speaking about desires. Yes. So he's eating. But as we spoke yesterday, eating in order to be healthy, in order to lavod et Hashem, but not addicted to material desires, then such, then which is destroying himself also, that changes mentally, changing mentally. Yes, ra'ui la'archik atzmo min ha'tava gashmit. בפרק אלו העברים, אומר רבי יצחק, כל הנהנה מסעודת הרשות לסוף גולה, שנאמר, האוכלים קרים מצון והגלים מתוך מרבק. וכתיב בתרי, לכן אתה יגלו בראש גולים. עד כאן. So, the Gemara and Masor Pesachim speaking, bringing psukim from Treasar. What happened on Treasar? That was period of history that after Am Yisrael came and built Beis HaMikdash HaRishon and Shloim HaMelech, and then it was splitted into two kingdoms, like Yehuda and Binyamin, and all the other ten tribes. And their produce was very full, and a lot of grapes and everything. So they becoming like, how do you say, nehentan in English, someone that is addicted to desires. Oh. Like enjoyment. So they used to, the Navi prophets are describing that the rulers, the ministers, were ruling on their beds and drinking wine the whole day. So the more thing, parallel what was on the end, and also they ate a lot of meat and such things. So that's why they were ruler to take themselves all these benefits of eating more and feeding themselves like wine and meat. That caused that they were the first one to be exiled from Eretz Yisrael by Sancheriv Melech Ashur that took all the 10 tribes.
Yeah.
Okay? That's parallel. If you will look on the personalities that we have, for example, for like leaders on our days, that I think in psychology they call it ethical leadership. Yes? So you see the opposite. Rav Steinman, Rav Edelstein, Rav Gershon Edelstein, Rav Chaim Kanievsky, they ate so few and they were addicted to for learning Torah, mm-hmm. not for the materiality too. They could ask everything, and people happily would give them money and food. And they haven't did so. They refused to eat a lot. Yes, they did the opposite. So that's ba'u leva'er. Yes, I'm 3 lines from the bottom. Gnut ha'talmid chacham kasher en lo hanaga ruya l'talmid chacham sheraui shiyeh lo. הרחקה מן הנאות הגוף, שזהו ראוי לאדם שהוא שכלי, כמו שהוא תלמיד חכם. So saying, what Chazal coming to say, that someone that is Talmid Chochem should be like leader. He should be the opposite. That he should take himself away from the body desires, and that's the suitable trait, character for person that is spiritual like the Talmid Chochem. Okay. וביאור זה, I'm on next page, תדבר, here, the first line. וביאור זה, כי כאשר הוא נהנה מסודות הרשות, when he is enjoying from סודות רשות. What's it? There is סודס מצווה, there is סודס רשות. The difference is, מצווה, I have reason why I'm eating. Mm-hmm. Yes? So, let's say, there is בר מצווה, ברית, סיום, okay? That's מצווה, that's why I'm joining, yes? But, There are Sudot Rishut. What he means, as far as I understand, Sudot Rishut, that Rishut means permitted. So it's not said nowhere that's a prohibition. But you can see that some people are going to restaurants twice a week or once a day, and they use their money like to be more with that. And some rulers that I don't want to say details, even in Israel, that you can read on the media that for one month he wasted more than 5,000 shekels for ice cream, peanuts, pistuks, and cakes, another 10,000, and chef that will prepare his meals,
and cigars,
and all the alcohol. So anormal. I was once at Russia for 1 year, and the Prime Minister of Israel came to visit there. And he visited, so he came to the central shul of Moscow. I went there also, and I was ashamed. Mm-hmm. Why? Because all his face were red, and he was drunk. He behaved like someone too much happy, and everyone saw and smelled. That's shame. That such a thing happens. Awful, yes?
It's crazy.
I agree with you. Yes? So that was just an example to explain what Maharal means. Ki seudat mitzvah, third line. Ki seudat mitzvah, en ha-seuda inyan gufani. Sharei mitzvah yesh b'ze. Yes? When you are eating for mitzvah like bar mitzvah brit, so it's not for my body. It's because I'm happy, I want to join the brit or bar mitzvah or chasene or siyum. Yes? That's spiritual. וכאשר הסעודה להנאתו, but when the meal is for my enjoyment, private enjoyment, נמשך אחר הגוף. לכך הוא ראוי לגלות. So that's why, because he's attached to his body, the maturity, that's why he deserves to be exiled. כי האדם דבק בעליונים, ובשביל שיש לו דבקות לשם, אינו זז ונוגע למקום.